eyeball.
Yeah. But I think that was a good list though.
It was a decent list.
It was a decent list though, bro.
I'm not mad at it.
But that's just my.
I just want to put So Fun on there. If I want to put a thug on it, it'd have been Slime Season.
Or Jeffrey. It would have been
Slime Season, and for T.I. it would have been I'm Serious. For Outkast, it would have been Aquemini.
They had Aquemini up there.
Oh, Aquemini was up there.
Aquemini was up there. Aquemini and Southern Player Catalyst Music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course Aquemini was up there. For sure.
Oh yeah.
I like Culture, but I don't even know.
Culture One was dope though.
It was, but out of all the Atlanta artists, you know, that's.
I mean, that project was, you know, very reasonable. Like, it was, I guess, you're talking.
Yeah, for them, but shit. You put Jeezy or Thug Motivation here, you're not gonna put Trapper down that bitch unless you consider that a mixtape. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I guess, but then let's go back to D4L. Let's go back to we gotta think about Atlanta artists.
But we go.
I like the Ludacris mention though. I'm glad. I'm so glad they did mention Ludacris.
Yeah. Shout out to
Ludacris. Because he gets slept.
Shout out to Ludacris.
He gets slept on a lot.
But yo, welcome back, Good Day Session. I know it's been a minute. I know it's been a while since I bought y'all a new episode, man. Going through a couple things, man. You know, my aunt passed, you know, and everything like that, you know, and stuff like that, you know. RIP Aunt Shirley, you know, rest in peace. You know, got a lot of things coming up. I'm here with, you know, my co-pilot, Ye Gilly.
Same old.
Hell yeah.
Hey man, hold on, before we get into it, man, shit. Let me let all your listeners know.
Word, talk to them.
That I also do a podcast.
Exactly. Plug it in.
The AFP show.
Where can they find that at, bro?
Right now it's exclusively on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
But I'm working to get it to any platform that you know.
Listen on, exactly.
Just give me a few moments.
And like you said, it doesn't cost nothing
to
plug your homeboy's business.
For sure, whatever they got going on.
You know, whatever they got going on.
You feel me?
You know, because you niggas being, and I hate when niggas, they swear they homeboys, swear they down for each other, but they secretly be in competition with each other. Bro.
Facts.
I hate that shit, bro. I really, truly do hate that shit. That shit really, like, kind of gets me, bro.
I mean, listen. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with friendly competition between partners. As long as you know you're in competition.
But I see a lot of niggas in competition with their homeboys.
Yeah, but, you know, like, again.
That's just whack, bro. That's your bro, that's your brother.
Again, like, I ain't nothing wrong with friendly competition between brothers. As long as they know they in competition.
Yeah, facts.
I ain't no thing, you know.
But if you stab your nigga in the back for some pussy, bro.
I mean, yeah. Look,
niggas
look,
do that bullshit.
Niggas do that all the time.
Facts.
Niggas pillow talk. That's the whole thing. Niggas pillow talk. But you just got to understand, you can't let that affect your realness.
Facts.
Like, if you encounter some fuck nigga, they don't become a fuck nigga because you once rubbed shoulders with a fuck nigga. See what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, if I find out a nigga did some slime shit to me, bro, alright, cuz that ain't gonna make me change how I fuck with the niggas that I do trust.
It's just how I fuck with you.
Facts, that's it. I'm only gonna fuck with you if I fuck with you at all. I'm only gonna fuck with you in a certain way.
I gotta fuck with you from a distance.
If I fuck with you at all. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, yeah, you know. But shit, that shit happens though. Niggas let the actions of a fuck nigga turn them into a fuck nigga.
Exactly.
I only did this because he did it to me. That's a fuck nigga shit.
Fuck nigga shit.
Because if I go ask that fuck nigga, why did he do what you did, he did to you? He gonna say, man, he did this, man, and that. You feel me? It all gonna be he did this, and I ain't my feelings. Get the fuck out of him, nigga. Be congratulatory to your nigga. Be like, hey, bro, I see you doing better.
I see you.
I I aspire to reach that level that you on, bro. Can you give me any tips or show me how you made it to this point? Because I like how it's going for you, bro. You feel me? But she, not every nigga think like
that. Not every nigga think like that. But yo, world, I don't know if you've been under a rock, though. This LSU and Iowa championship game, hey, bro, it was good basketball.
Shout out LSU, man.
Shout out to Iowa, you know, hey, they both balled out. Caitlin Clay, hey, look, the girl balled out all year, bro.
Yo, Caitlin did her thing all year.
She did her thing all year, bro.
But she didn't do it then.
Nah.
She didn't do it then.
Nah, hey, Angela Reese, bro, she was, you know.
She went crazy. Yeah, she did.
She went crazy.
Yeah, she did.
You know.
But shout out to them though, man. I think it was 102-85, them folks beating people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes sir. Did them people in seats. Hey, great game to both of them.
Hey. But also
Reese ended with 10 points, but she, you know, she did.
Also shout out to Camouflage's daughter, Felicia Johnson.
Yeah.
No, she can rap too though, bro.
Yeah.
She can rap, she can spit, she got bars too. You know, she balled. Shout out to the
Reese had 15 points.
Yeah, 15.
Camouflage already had 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Them girls played good basketball together.
Yeah, they did. And the thing I like about it, because you remember, bro, back in the day, like, guys didn't really watch women's basketball.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you who niggas slept on in that game, though. Because, no, a lot of people don't mention this.
The Ice Spice, the chick that looked like
Jasmine. Like Jasmine Carson, that's her name. That's
facts.
Her. Out there and was wet.
She was wet.
She couldn't wet. Miss.
She was wet. She couldn't miss.
Ooh,
she was on fire. She was
that
on
what
fire.
What Boosie called her? LSU Ice Spice. Cause of her hair color.
She was on fire. She was on fire. Cause every time she got the ball, that thing was.
Yeah, she went crazy.
But you know what? A lot of people was like the guy was like, you know, oh. Reese's a classist piece of shit. Is that in third, bro? So
I mean, listen, bro. I talk that.
In the words of Finesse Two Time, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when she do it. Fuck them. That's how I feel about it.
Of Childish Gambino. This is America.
This is America.
They showing you what it is, bro. We all know that shit. That shit overshadowed a lot of shit, bro. That shit overshadowed a lot of records. For them women, man.
Facts.
Just cause niggas couldn't keep their thoughts about some bullshit to themselves. You feel me?
Facts, bro.
Like niggas really like, bro. It was lame as fuck to me that they did that.
Really, because it overshadowed a lot,
it
you know.
It overshadowed all them girls' accomplishments.
Facts.
In that, you know what I mean, like, come on, bro.
It was crazy.
But yeah, shout out to them girls. Man.
Shout out to them girls. They did that.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all know something though. That really burns a hole in my throat because I'm an Alabama fan.
Hey.
But you know, roll tide. But hey, man, I give props when props are due. You feel me? And them girls ball.
They did.
And I think Connecticut won her cousin.
Yeah, her cousin plays for Connecticut, for UConn. You know, shout out to men's basketball. Shout out to UConn. You know. But did you hear Joe Biden's wife says she wants to invite not only LSU but Iowa as well?
Oh,
like,
we know,
no, there's no there's no trophy for second place.
No, bro.
Come on now, stop the count.
They never invited them both teams.
Exactly, both teams of
the White House has done.
Stop the count.
Cut that bullshit out.
Cut it out.
You know what it is.
You feel me? We know.
But like I said, we shouldn't bring attention to that shit.
Nah.
That's the shit that we should not even tweet about. That keep talking about black power and empowering girls to go on to be in the WNBA and be champions there.
Exactly.
And thing and have great, long, successful careers doing their thing playing basketball, bro. Fuck
exactly.
Fuck all that extra shit, because, like I said, I hated that. That's all I heard about. I didn't hear about the game. All
that's the only thing he heard was two
bullshit.
Girls, yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Let's talk about how them girls went out there and played they fucking ass off, balled, had a good ass game.
tell you.
Yeah, man.
But change the subject, though. Change the subject, though.
What's that?
Are you going to go see the Mario movie? I can't cap, bro. I want to go see that shit, bro.
I'm not even gonna lie,
bro. I want to go see that shit, bro.
I'm not even excited about it.
Bro, look, the views so far look good, bro. I can't even cap.
Two stories, though, bro, from real people. Like, real people. I done heard some bullshit, but I done heard people say it was nice. So I don't know what I expect. That's why I'm not in a rush to see it. You feel me? Like, in the Mario that I know, Mario did have a voice because they had a cartoon. You feel me? And he said more than "Let's go" and all of that bullshit. So you can't just think that those are the only words that nigga know just because you only played the game. Didn't watch the Super Mario Brothers, and then they already had the old Super Mario Brothers movie with the live action joint with the two guys.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And that nigga had a grumpy ass Brooklyn type voice, so nobody complained about his voice being Mario. So shit, I just want to see what type of vibes Mario on, man. What these mushrooms do to this nigga? Mm-hmm. Well, hey, look, hey, tell me this, bro. What flower can you get? Make you shooting fireballs out your hand, or at least think you is anyway. You tell me Mario ain't on the game.
Hey, Mario's on the game. Mario's on the game. Him and Luigi.
Luigi was
the guy. Luigi was the plug.
Green for a reason.
Him and Toad.
Him and Toad had the trap on lock, man.
Bowser was shopping for them guys. Bowser was really hating on Mario and Luigi because they had the trap going crazy. And when nobody was shopping
Bowser
for them, bro. Bowser's the competition.
That's all. He felt like Peach had that green thumb. You feel me? She grow that shit.
That's why he had
the
kid.
Mario was the actual nigga that worked in the store.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Luigi was the guy making the orders, and
Luigi was the guy in the back.
You know,
loading that shit in the van. Him and Toad. Him and Toad and Yoshi.
Yeah.
But
where did Waluigi come from? He was like the evil Luigi, and then what's the other dude that was in yellow? He was like the evil Mario.
Yeah, Wario.
Wario.
That's why you had a Waluigi, because you had Wario. Evil Mario.
Evil Luigi. Like
that was more ops. That was other side. You know.
That was the ops. You know. They were the other side.
They were trying to trap out the bando.
They were trying to trap out the bando.
You know. But them boy had that dirt.
Them boy had that dirt.
That shit was.
You know, Mario and Luigi had that getting ass.
That boy had that blue magic over them.
It was a brand name, I guarantee it.
Like Coke or Pepsi.
Hey, I guarantee it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's crazy.
But yeah, I ain't gonna cap, bro. I ain't in no like dire need to see it, but I do want to catch it, bro.
Facts.
I do.
Facts.
Y'all niggas gotta get on Snowfall, and I'm late.
Hey, bro, I'm late. I apologize.
I'm late as fuck myself,
well.
Bro. I'm just now doing
it. But look, are you on the power, though?
Bro,
see, I've always was a power fan.
I've never been on the power.
I've always been a power fan, bro.
I had never been on power. I just got on Snowfall. See? Y'all got Kanans and ghosts and Tommies and all types of shit to watch over there. You feel me? I got to go buy 8 seasons of different shit just to goddamn get caught up. Start with these simple seasons. I did run through first. And I think Snowfall finna on their last season.
Yeah. This is the last season.
So,
this is the.
That nigga Frank and Tuck. I fuck with it so far. People say I'm sleeping on Godfather of Harlem.
I've caught a couple of episodes.
I've seen a few clips and it's been good. I just people say I'm sleeping on it though. I'm probably gonna.
It's actually pretty good, bro. It's from what I've seen, bro. It's actually pretty.
Yeah, man.
It's actually pretty good. But hold on, smoke break. The gas is brought to you in part by Insert Weed Man name right here. Can't say that.
Truffles. Right.
Truffles. Okay. Okay. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
He told me what I asked this time.
You know, did you get the award-winning guy? We ain't gonna say his name.
Award-winning.
The award-winning.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on a hiatus from the gas now, but I'll be back. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I will be back. You know, health is wealth. You know, I'm on a little detox and everything like that.
Hey, babe, Bags is doing it.
You know, it's cool.
The man's been standing strong, I tell you.
Hey, I've been, hey.
I have not.
Hey.
I mean, you know, I did like 2 weeks, but, you know, I'm cool now.
Hey. But this brings me to another subject, though, bro. I don't know if you've been on Twitter. The movie Sandlot, one of my favorite movies. Word. It's trending.
Why?
Apparently, you know, you've seen the movie Sandlot, right?
Yeah.
Remember Smalls?
Right.
They were saying Smalls was the most athletic kid in the Sandlot cast. Not Benny the Jet Rodriguez, who went pro in the sport. Smalls, who was the announcer.
Who said that?
I don't know, bro. I looked on Twitter today.
Who said that?
I don't know, bro. I just looked on Twitter today and just, you know, I seen, because, you know, it was trending because it's opening day in baseball. Baseball head, you know, so that's the main reason why it's trending.
Right.
And I looked at the, somebody was like, plot twist for y'all Sandlot fans. Smalls was actually the most athletic kid in the Sandlot cast. And I called Cap.
Sounds like Cap to me, bro.
You know, Smalls didn't run from the beast. Benny had to lace them Converse up and ran all over the city.
He had to get the
running. He had to.
That man inspired the shit, man.
Hey. You know, I just feel like The Sandlot is, out of all the baseball movies that came out, you know, the 42 movie with Jackie Robinson was a good one. A League of Their Own's a good one.
Right. You know, side note about League of Their Own, right?
Uh-huh.
I read this not too long ago, which is crazy. They said in that time, when they was filming that movie,
mm-hmm.
the time of baseball those women were portraying, they were still, like, discriminated. Yeah. Against badly, right? So they didn't even have the proper past, and they really had to play in skirts.
Yeah.
For real. So the bruises that you see them have in the movie,
yeah, those
are not fucking prosthetic. They really was fucking bruised up like that filming that movie, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn, cuz some of them motherfuckers was fucked up.
But
that shit like it hurt.
But do you put if the Sandlot, put it like this, let's play a game. Sandlot versus any baseball game, right? Any baseball movie, right?
Oh, you lost me, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Remember Rick?
Wild Thing, my nigga.
Okay, what was the movie?
All I know is that nigga put them glasses on, cuz.
Facts. I can't think of the movie. Major Leagues. Remember Wesley Snipe was Black Thunder and... Yep. You know, what's the dude that go in there and pray to Buddha so you hit them home runs?
Yes, sir.
You know, but would you put that against that versus against Sandlot?
Yes.
Those two movies made me fall in love with baseball.
I fuck with that one, bro. And Angels in the Outfield. We're not gonna let that one slide by, bro.
Angels in the Outfield.
We're not gonna let Angels in the Outfield.
But you know what? I'll tell you another one people sleep on. You remember Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
When Buddy broke his arm and he could throw the ball and he started pitching?
Yeah.
You know, like classics, bro.
Hey, man, but look. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you this question and this don't have nothing to do.
So what's the question, bro?
I forgot, bro. But drugs, man. Truffles.
Drugs, man. The truffles, man. The truffles. Truffles.
Oh, no, I got it. Boom. Came back to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with baseball, though, right?
Okay.
But it does have something to do with classic movies.
Classic movies.
All right. You said, what was the movie you was talking about?
Sandlot?
Yeah, Sandlot. Let me put you in a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot.
Okay.
Or Little Giants?
Okay, so here's the thing with that.
Yeah.
This is why I feel like I'm gonna be a little biased because you know me growing up, I was a baseball person. I played ball.
I took that into consideration.
I played ball. But
I took that into
Little Giants is a classic sports movie. But I'm not putting it over Sandlot.
You're not putting it over Sandlot?
Nah. Because like I said, when I look at movies and stuff like that, I look at impact. You know, that, because at the time, I was going outside to the pool. We was playing ball like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, Little Giants was dope, too.
I played football, so I can see so why
it was, like, it was, you know. But as far as we're talking about classic movies, as far as actors and everything, like, Ed O'Neill was hilarious.
Of course.
I was the dude that, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. He was.
His name is, but I know you're talking.
Rick Moranis. Shout out to Rick Moranis. If y'all get a chance, go look up that. Go look that man up. That man got some classic movies. Go look up Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Man, Little Giants. That man done did a lot of shit though. I mean, when they had the TV show Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Like, nigga, why do you keep doing stuff to these children?
I'm trying to tell you, what is the matter, buddy?
Oh my God, bro. That nigga blew the baby up.
What is the matter?
Ride a fly.
Then they was in the thing with the bee.
Whole types of shit.
I ain't gonna lie, like watching that movie. Watching that movie made me eat the oatmeal pies, because remember when they was small and they felt that oatmeal pie in the backyard.
They was fucking that
cream pie up, bro.
Cream pie with life.
Boy, so much life. So much life.
And they goddamn.
But then that ant had to fight the other ant that got.
They killed that nigga.
They killed that nigga. They named the ant Anthony or something. Like the Anthony or something. They whatever. But hey, that other ant kicked that ant ass, bro.
Got out of there.
Yeah, it was a scorpion.
Scorpion hit Anthony with that goddamn fire.
Yeah.
He was out of there.
And they had to hide in the Lego.
He saved them.
But hey, for y'all young kids that hasn't seen this movie, this is a classic. I'm gonna go home and watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when I get home, though, bro. Stuck him.
Oh, man.
Anthony had to tell him, you're gone too far.
Anthony said, shit.
I'm finna. You know what? Hey, bro, I don't even know why we fight on these humans, bro. We both bug, bro. Let's stop this. Let's stop this bug violence.
Y'all might well going on.
Yeah. Yeah, because y'all can't sit here. But this man has claws and a tail, bro. I can't.
He hit me with the stinger.
He hit me with the stinger, bro. I can't. Had to sit down.
It's over.
Had to sit down. Man. Speaking of sitting down, though, bro, happy Easter. We got Easter coming up.
About
Easter. Bro, Easter is Sunday, bro.
No, now, bro.
Easter is Sunday, bro. Like, you remember when you was a kid, bro? I don't know if y'all remember this though, but like, bro, we used to have to say Easter speeches.
Never have one.
I used to have to say Easter speeches, bro. Like, I remember as a kid, my mom used to get me like the Easter basket. You know, I used to have like a little football in there, a little toy.
I used to get an Easter basket.
You know, the candy. But I never liked eating the eggs though, bro.
My mom was like, bro, we don't. Every day of the year, I'm not making you go to church on Easter. That's what she said.
Facts.
Like, we don't. If we're not gonna do it all the way, we're not gonna.
We're not gonna pretend. We're not gonna half-ass.
Pretend. You feel me?
And I respect
so
that.
We did the little Easter meal. She cooked. We did our thing at the crib. She gave me the Easter basket. Most of the time, it just had a basketball or one of them. You remember them plastic-ass baseball bats with that plastic-ass ball?
Yeah, yeah.
And that plastic, it gave you a glove, but that shit only fit on four of your fingers.
I remember, bro.
It only fit right there.
The ball was about this big, the white ball.
Big-ass white ball.
It was a big-ass ball. You had a black bat. Yeah. The bat was about this big.
All you did was take that bat and beat the shit out of you.
Beat the shit out of it. That's all. You thought you was Bam Bam from Fred Flintstone.
Everything caught that bat. Ball now. But hey, man,
But do you think kids nowadays, this is my point with Easter, bro, do you think kids would understand the meaning of Easter, or they just, you know, consumed with, you know,
depends on the family, bro,
Easter outfits and Easter baskets and eating good, you know,
it depends on
like Christmas, has Easter became like one of those pagan holidays where it's just all about money,
bro? It depends on the family. It depends on the family. Some families actually, you know, take Easter for the holiday that they celebrate for it. You know, they celebrate Easter as they should. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't. care about Easter. Some people are religious and they feel like Easter isn't this, so they don't. You feel me?
But yeah. It's crazy though, bro. Cause, I mean,
I think, you know, I don't know.
I do think kids have gotten away from like a lot of these holidays. They forgot the true meaning.
Yeah, because again, it depends on the family, bro. If the family is doing it for the reason you're supposed to be doing it, then the kids know. But if the family is just doing it because it's Christmas, you feel me? They don't know anything about the things that Christmas is supposed to represent. Even though Christmas is what it is, they don't. They only know it is we get free gifts from a white man on that day.
Exactly.
You know, that's all. If I'm good, or say I'm good, you know. But if people are actually teaching people, like, you know, this is a time for that, you look for the less fortunate and do for them, and they not really expecting it. If somebody get them something that is with it, that's just somebody doing it for them. I think that's, you know, but then, you know, I ain't never really cared for Christmas, bro.
Yeah.
I did.
It was cool.
It was, all right, bro, all right. I'll tell you the last gift that made me feel happy about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I had got a Sega Genesis for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the fucking best game in the world at that time was Mortal Kombat 3.
Oh, man. Hey, Mortal Kombat 3 was dope.
And I needed it, bro. I needed it, because that's all my niggas talked about. Man, did you see the fatality? Did you see this nigga turned into a fucking dragon on this nigga, bro?
That's when they introduced the animalities.
Bro, this nigga got some bullshit on it. You can drop a fucking arcade game on a nigga. This shit got some shit called friendship on it, man. This nigga pulled out a bell. All types of weird shit, bro. I'm like, nigga.
Friendship. Friendship.
I needed all that shit, bro. So I woke up, you know, I had opened all the regular gifts, the socks, the clothes, the shoes, you know, the normal shit you get around this age. But that's the only one thing I asked for was that game.
Gotcha, bro.
So I'm gonna tell you how they played me, bro. And this is the only reason I remember that Christmas. I opened up everything that had my name on it. And that motherfucking game wasn't in none of them. I was cool. I was a little upset. I wasn't Bobby upset.
Oh,
man. You haven't listened. That's a story for another time.
That's another set.
But I wasn't my nigga.
He wasn't. He wasn't Bobby mad.
Yeah, I wasn't that upset.
That's gonna be a new verb. You Bobby mad.
But I was a little perturbed though, bro. But you know,
it was a bit hot.
I was a little hot, bro. But I was cool with my gifts because I got the shoes I wanted. You feel me? I got a couple nice fits put together by my sister. You feel me? She did me right to match my kicks, because I was a simple guy. You know, got my starter jacket. That's the year I got my first starter jacket.
Now, question. Pullover or was it jacket?
It was a pullover.
Real niggas get the pullovers. Real no, niggas I, got pullovers.
No, you know, I just got lucky, bro. I did. Because I didn't get the team I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a, you feel me? I just got a starter jacket. I got a fucking cowboy starter jacket. I didn't want no fucking cow, but that's the one they had that was my size, and I'm like, I'm leaving here with something in my Denzel voice, nigga. I'm leaving here. I'm leaving this store with something. And it had to be starter. Now, they did have them motherfuckers, you remember the bomber jacket?
Mm-hmm.
With the hoods, they would have like the big logo on the back.
They had
I wanted one of them too, but I wanted Chicago Bulls. Like, they had the hardest ones. I don't care what nobody says. Now, back then there was a Houston Oilers one that was hard too.
The light blue one?
Yeah, the bitch was fire.
Fine.
But they only kept that in the smallest of sizes.
Oh, best believe
they had the Chicago Bulls.
They had the Raiders.
They had the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
And if you got there early enough, they had some Falcon shit.
I had my brother Courtland had the Jordan one. My pops bought me a 49 on because he's a 49er fan.
Facts, yeah, they had it, but that burgundy motherfucker, big 49 on.
Bro, I had one that was like it was like a big coat with the 49er thing going on. It was a starter joint, you know. But then my mom had bought me a, as I got older, she bought me a Golden State one.
I had a Raiders one too.
My brother had the Raiders joint.
Somebody gave me that one. I think somebody gave it to my brother, and my brother gave it to me. That's how I got that one. It was one of those crossbody joints. You remember, it was like white at the top. Then like it was a splash of gray going across that bitch. And then it was black at the bottom, but it was all sideways. So yeah. Fuck yeah, yeah. But yeah, I had a Dallas Cowboys one, bro. And that what made me get those. That's what honestly got me started wearing those Reeboks with the gray bottoms, bro. Because they matched that fucking jacket, cuz. And they was cheap. I could get two pairs. Yeah, bro, I had fit. Yeah, bro. That's the one thing. That's the only thing about school that's really changed. Like, kids nowadays go to school fresh as fuck, man. You feel me? Bro, our fresh as fuck was what was fresh as fuck then.
You remember before people were saying they fresh? Remember when niggas used to say, bro, I was busting at school today, bro? Remember that shit?
Like he was fresh, he stood different.
Wow, he walked different, talked different, he looked different.
That nigga felt like that he had that shit on, but that nigga, but you couldn't tell him nothing.
But yeah, man, dudes walk different, talk different, bro. Like,
everything, bro.
Bro, when you was fresh in school, bro, like hey, bro. Hey, you was sitting in the front. Matter of fact, this was Instagram for y'all youngins out there. This was our Instagram. Tell me you remember this. Coming to class, you had your new Jordans on, whatever, your fit, whatever, whatever. How many times you went to that pencil shop and sharpen that pencil just so people could see you? How many times? And then
I did it. I'm not gonna cap. I did do that one time.
Bro, I did it.
I did it.
Fuck all that. I did it.
Bro, I was that nigga. I was sitting in the desk in the back. Like, nigga, you don't have to catch this shit. I don't even want you biting. Because you the winner got the black and red Jordan, bro. Be happy with your purchase.
Be happy with those.
Be happy with your purchase.
Don't be mad because I got these flints over here.
But when I got these flints on over here, match, you know, the fucking cowboy jersey.
Match the cowboy jersey.
Don't look up.
Don't go get my shit.
Don't go.
And guaranteed the next week you come back, somebody shit, got that same J's on. And I was like, oh, little bitch. And that's why I rock with the Griffies, bro. That's why I went toward the Griffies, bro.
And I wasn't like that because I wanted to be. Half of the time, most niggas had already got, locally, them niggas had already got them asses. But going to the store trying to pick them up, niggas done sent by other niggas that done went. Bro, I'm going to Millerville, bro. Hey, boy, I take my money with me. Get me a 12, bro. Nigga come to the house by. Hey, look, this was when they didn't put a limit on how many one person could buy.
Oh, facts, bro.
Nigga might go there and leave about six pair of them bitches all paid for by his homies. You just got to swing by his house to pick them up. Yeah, bro. I always got the other colors, even in the Griffiths. Even in the Griffiths, bro, I never got the fire blacks, the blacks and gray. I always had to get I had gray and turquoise.
Oh yeah, the grand
gray, white, and turquoise.
Those was hard, bro. I had the black and white. I never had the red ones, though.
I hated them bitches so much, bro. Until I don't know where we went, but I know you was there, and I wore them bitches, and I kept getting females. And, you know what? I like your shoes. They look. I've seen other people, and they're like, you know what? Start going the other way, yeah. Cause everybody in here do got on black and red. Black and something.
I'm gonna go this way.
Blue, okay. Let me put these gray and turquoise is all there. That's when I started wearing like other shit, bro.
You had to switch it up.
When that started happening to me, that's when I figured out it's more to life than black.
Black, exactly. Speaking of black though, bro, I just saw something, bro. They said they jumped 6ix9ine again.
They jumped him again?
At the hospital, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, they jumped that nigga again, bro.
I thought that nigga was in Cuba, cuz.
Bro, they say they jumped that nigga again, bro. This new footage.
After Cuba?
I don't, bro. They was like, when he got out the hospital, bro, they jumped that nigga again.
Out the hospital, he went to Cuba, bro.
Bro, they say they got that nigga twice.
Damn, that nigga done got jumped again.
They
bro.
Say they got that nigga twice.
That nigga was giving out money in Cuba, bro.
That nigga got jumped twice. They say that nigga got jumped twice, bro.
That's fucked up, bro. They did.
Where's your security at, bro?
If you got jumped twice, bro.
You deserve that shit.
And you still flying around with no security. I don't know what to tell you, my bro.
I don't know what to tell you, bro. I mean, I don't know what to tell eventually you. Somebody was going, you know.
You should invest in some security, my boy.
My boy? Obviously, seeing it through ain't really helping you like that. It's crazy. But yo, did you see they let Thug out?
Yeah, for his
funeral.
His funeral, yeah. I think it was the wake. I don't think it was the funeral.
It was the wake.
Yeah, man.
It was the wake. Free Thug. Free slime. Free slime, man. Free slime. But, you know. A lot of shit going crazy though, bro. Before we get up out of here, gotta let you guys know. By the way, my bad, didn't mention it. For the guys like us that smoke a lot, 420 is every day. But we got some people that celebrate it, you know. Let me know what y'all doing for 420, man. Hit me on my Instagram at MrGeorgia86, at the Mr. underscore MR underscore Georgia, as in the state, 86 NCE. You know, tell me what y'all doing for 420, man. I'm also dropping a new single on 420, Old Lady. Let me know what y'all doing 420, man.
Hey, man, I'm probably gonna be high, bro.
You know,
hell yeah. Probably gonna be a little high, my guy.
Hell yeah. But, I'm gonna catch up with y'all another episode as well. Like I said, man, hey, I was dealing with a lot of personal issues and everything like that, man. I know I haven't brought y'all a new episode in the past maybe 3 or 4 weeks, though, but hey, I got y'all, man. Got a surprise I'm working on. I'm gonna let y'all in on that in the future episodes as well. But in the meantime, in between time, check out another fucking podcast. You know, check out that's Ye Gillett, you know, podcast. Check him out. That's coming. What else we got dropping, bro? What else we got dropping, bro?
Oh, man, you know, things.
What you got going on, guy? Tell them about the music, bro.
Oh, man. I'm trying to put this shit together. I'm going to get it together.
Crazy music, bro.
I'm
going
to let you know.
Crazy music, bro. A lot of shit,
I'm
going
to let you know. Put this shit together.
Niggas is on a lot of shit. Shout out to T-Scully.
T-Scully.
Hey. The man got some shit, bro.
T-Scully underscore or something.
The man got some shit. Hold on, I'ma plug his gram. Hold on. It's T underscore Scully, SKULLY21. You know, you guys looking for a studio, some record, you know, hey, buddy gets the job done. I fucks with him, you know. But on that note, I'ma sign out. I'ma hit y'all next time. In the meantime, in between time, you know my motto. Don't be lame, man. Don't do no lame shit. Don't do no lame shit. You doing lame shit, I'm calling you out. In my Desi Bank voice. Oh, lame, man.